To conclude our program, I want to recall the March on Washington of 60 years ago. That was the huge demonstration, as I'm sure you know, that featured Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. As you probably also know, his most famous line from that speech has been seized upon, distorted, by right-wing forces in this country, ranging from the governor of Florida to the local groups who attack teachers, librarians, and school boards, to argue that any acknowledgement of racism, past or present, is itself racist. When King said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character," he was not saying, "Let's pretend in the here and now that race is not a factor in people's lives." And for many of those who think of themselves as anti-racists, the commemoration shows also how easy it has been to forget King's labor commitments and his anti-imperialism. History is contentious. It doesn't stay history, but is also part of the present. Just as we saw with the coup against Allende, which is being commemorated mainly as an attack on democracy, rather than also as a squelching of one path to socialism, so Martin Luther King Jr. has been tamed in the history books and public celebrations. King grew into a revolutionary, and the March on Washington was for civil rights, but much more. In today's music-filled program, I'd like to play you just a bit of one of my favorite compositions and performances touching on that earlier civil rights struggle. This is John Coltrane's Alabama. You can hear the agony and maybe the hope. Thank you.